I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports. Perhaps the biggest challenge yet this season for the Nebraska football team will be hosting number 9 Michigan this week, with the Wolverines touting as the number 1 offense in the Big Ten. Defensively, the Wolverines do everything well, according to Husker offensive coordinator Matt Lubick.
When they bring different guys in, the different guys, that level still stays at a high level as far as guys playing fast, running the football, being physical. They've created a lot of negative plays, which has got guys behind the sticks and forces you to do things that you may not want to do. We want to stay out of negative plays.
Lubick says Michigan's defense is very physical. They tackle well while sprinting to the football. Nebraska and Michigan kick off Saturday night at 6:30 on ABC. Heisman Trophy winner and former Husker quarterback Eric Crouch will be honored at Saturday night's Nebraska-Michigan football game by the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame with an on-campus salute. Crouch is a 2020 College Football Hall of Fame electee. The 28-game TV schedule for the Nebraska men's basketball team was released Tuesday, which features the Huskers on BTN, FS1, and the ESPN family of networks this upcoming season. The Huskers make their TV debut this season, November 16th at 6 p.m. on FS1, when they host in-state rival Creighton as part of the Gavitt tip-off games. Baseball news, Lincoln Salt Dogs have re-signed manager Brett Jody for the 2022 season after Lincoln finished this year 53-47 and one game away from reaching the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. Lincoln Southwest alum Nate Vance earned a 13-shot victory by shooting a record 3-round total of 197 to lead the Creighton men's golf team to a dominating performance at Stampede at the Creek in Elkhorn on Tuesday. Creighton topped the field of 6 teams with an 836 total, easily the best 54-hole performance in school history. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.